You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamika. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Oh, can I please get the spelling of your first name?
Renee, Rene.
And last name?
Ortiz, Ortiz.
Phone number?
626-652-1447.
1447. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
And would you like to receive the mobile text update on the status of your service?
Yes.
A message and data rates may apply. Can I please have the policy number and the last six digits of the VIN number?
Okay. 0401-1801-811-640.
Okay. Last six digits of the VIN?
395563.
And you said it 395563. I would like to verify that policy number with you just to make sure that we have it right.
Okay.
Yes, sir. The policy number is, let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
The policy number is 0401-1801-811-640. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct,
all right.
Yes.
Okay, it's not pulling up your policy. Let me see. Do you have your effective date, your plan letter, and your producer code?
I'm sorry, my what?
Your effective date, the day you started your policy this term.
Well, I got the car effective date is 11/26/21 to 5/26/22. Well, this is expired, right?
You said July 26th. You said what? What's the expiration date?
It's starting on effective date is on the 11/26/21. I might have got an old policy, but I'm current though.
11/26/21. All right. And what's your producer code? What's your producer code in your plan letter? Then look on that paper. See, do you see an NAIC number? It's alphabets. Do you see any alphabets on there with some numbers around it, like five or six numbers?
On the car, you mean?
Yes, on the paper. Yes, sir, on your policy. It's gonna have an alphabet. It's gonna have like five or six numbers somewhere around it.
Let's see.
It's just letters. Or either it could be two letters, it can be one letter, it can be four letters, but it's got some numbers around it somewhere.
Well, the only thing I see is the vehicle identification number. Yeah.
And you, what expiration date did you say that was?
Well, this is an old one. It has 5/26/22.
Yes, sir. Okay, so this is what I have. Okay. Have you made any change to your policy within the last 15 days?
No.
All right. And you said that you paid your policy, and that might be an old paper.
Yes, I'm on the it's automatic. They take it out automatic to my check.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. Next question. Have you used your new policy lately?
No.
Okay. So this is the only thing that I can really see. It says that this customer would need to pay out of pocket for service today and can submit it for reimbursement consideration. Hit next if the customer wishes to continue. Would you like to continue as a cash call?
Oh, I have to pay out of pocket for that.
Yes. The only thing I can tell you to do is to reach out to your provider and get your new information, and then just give us a call back.
Right. Okay. So how much am I paying? You know.
Nah, they don't have set. They don't have set. They don't have any set rates. We would have to finish the ticket, and then I would have to get you some quotes. Would you like to do that?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Can I please have your home address?
5111 North Lyman Avenue.
Spell it.
California.
Spell. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Spell it. North.
North Lyman, LYMAN.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Avenue. 91724.
91724. What's the city and state?
Covina, California.
Gotcha. Covina, California. Yes, sir. Give me just a moment.
Sure.
Yes, sir. You make a model of the vehicle.
It's a Chevy Suburban 1999.
Yes, sir. Okay. Chevy Suburban.
Suburban 1999. I'll need a flatbed for that.
What color is the Suburban?
Tan.
Okay. Yes, sir. And what's wrong with the Suburban? I have to read this. It says that this call may be set up for you to pay the service provider, which is the tow truck driver, directly, and then send those expenses in for reimbursement consideration. If you know your policy is still good. So what you would do is just take the receipt and send it in for reimbursement consideration. It says the reason for the cash call is because your grace period is exceeded. And then it said you had no producer code or plan letter when we were trying to find your policy. And so would you like to continue as a cash call? I have to ask.
Sure. So what the grace period, what is that? What does that mean, grace period?
It says that your grace period, I guess, for your policy has exceeded. So whatever that you gave me, that information, that grace period has exceeded.
Oh, okay, got it. All right. Yeah, no, yes, continue.
Yes, sir. Okay. And what's wrong with the vehicle?
I need to take this. One of my tires got the
Which
bolt
tire?
Fell off, so a rear tire. Passenger right tire.
Okay. Let me hurry up and see. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Name tone. All right, sir. Let's see. I have a few yes or no questions I have to ask for the tow service. Okay, does the vehicle shift out of parking to neutral?
Yes.
Okay. Is the vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
It's not a four-wheel drive.
So that's a no?
No,
okay.
Yeah.
Is this service the result of an accident?
No.
Yes, sir. Are you going to be with the vehicle once the provider comes to tow it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right. Let's see. Oh, would anyone need a ride with the provider?
No.
All right. And then where is the vehicle currently located?
It's in my home.
Yes, sir. Okay. And then where would you like to take it to?
Okay. It's to the tire shop. It's called Grand Tire. 5010 North Grand in Covina, 91724. It's like half a mile.
Okay. Give me just one moment. Here we go. Yep, Covina, here it is. Mm-hmm. All right, we got it. All right, sir. It says, if you choose to proceed, what payment option do you have available to you at this time in case the service costs more than the benefits would cover? Will it be cash, debit, or credit?
Credit or cash, whatever.
Okay, I just mark all of them.
All right.
Okay, Discover, Master. All right, sir. I already have your mapped and located. I'm going to call you back with some quotes, okay?
You'll call me back?
Yes, sir. With some quotes.
Okay. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.